Could you maybe offer an example to clarify just what you mean by the human interaction piece of this?
Yeah, of course. Much of how we as humans experience the climate system is coming through the fact that water is part of the climate system. We, of course, our bodies are mostly water. We keep our bodies hydrated by drinking water. We keep our bodies clean by washing in water. We nourish ourselves by eating food that's been produced with one of the main inputs being water. We have developed societies. We have manufactured products whose manufacture relies on processing using water and relies on energy whose production in turn consumes large amounts of water. In fact, we use water directly in hydroelectric plants to generate electricity. We transport our products through the rivers over water. The fish and fowl that we enjoy in nature rely in turn on water. So these are, you know, the things that make the connection really between the climate system and human society. There's precipitation, there's stream flow, there's soil moisture, there's groundwater, there are glaciers, there are lakes. So it's a multidimensional kind of thing. How do we, you know, when we do science, we want measurements so that we can be quantitative and we can relate our models and our theories to the real world, and we can test models and theories and so forth. Well, the measurement that a lot of us hydrologists use is that of stream flow. How much water is flowing past a given point on a river or a stream as a function of time? This is a measurement that can be made very well, has been made for many decades over many river basins in the world. It's a quantity that integrates over large areas upstream of the point where one is measuring. So we can get an idea what's going on in the heartland of the U.S. simply by monitoring the flow of the Mississippi at Vicksburg over time. This is something that then allows us to sort of link in observations to the modeling activities such as those going on here at GFDL. GFDL models produce runoff from the land. We route it. We construct models of the water system as part of the GFDL climate modeling efforts. And as part of that, we route the runoff from climate models down the rivers, and we generate synthetic stream flows of the Mississippi at Vicksburg, and we can compare those to the actual observed stream flows. So a lot of the work we do is in trying to look at how realistic the climate models are with respect to water and relate climate model projections to projections of water availability. And so the stream flow, again, it plays a really important role there because it's a very direct measure of water availability. Much of our water use comes out of flowing rivers.